A Senate inquiry has heard of the immense difficulties faced by people in the government's remote Work for the Dole scheme. The committee is in Alice Springs investigating the community development program. It heard the scheme is inflexible and imposing large fines on disadvantaged Aboriginal participants. Senators were also told that Centrelink staff rarely visit remote communities, leaving people to spend up to 4 hours waiting on the phone to contact the agency. Here's political reporter Dan Conifer in Alice Springs.
Cale Forrester is a 27-year-old who used to be part of the community development program. After about 4 months, he found employment cleaning town camps around Alice Springs. He now has more money and says life is good.
Get to save my money and that, go away, visit family, get to race my bike and think and all that. So do a few projects at home, build another bike and whatnot. So, yeah, it's good.
The scheme worked for him, but that's far from a universal experience. Most participants are fined some of their welfare payments for being late or missing activities. Cameron Miller from CDP provider Narajuta Aboriginal Corporation says that ignores the realities of life in remote Australia, where people often need to be away from community.
People need to be mobile in remote locations. I mean, it's the same with our staff. They don't stay out there full-time either. They have to come to town because there's not opportunity out there just to buy simple things as well. In terms of if the policy, the way we see it, yeah, it's trying to create a five-day-a-week sort of thing out in a place that's, I suppose, it's not amenable to be living full-time.
His organisation works in communities that are spread across vast stretches of the Northern Territory. The closest to Alice Springs is Papunya, and it's still about 200 kilometres away. He says medical appointments force people to leave communities and miss CDP activities.
The medical side of it is another big problem as well. The need to travel for medical services draws a lot of people away. And if one person is ill, generally there'll be five people with them supporting them in that time.
Fines are the equivalent of one day's payment, and repeated breaches can see people cut off welfare altogether. But with Centrelink visiting communities once or twice every couple of months, the only way to deal with financial emergencies and other problems is over the phone. Catherine O'Donoghue is also from Narajuta.
Long delays, waiting on the phone, 3-4 hours sometimes. Centrelink isn't always out there in remote areas. Could be 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks visiting time. And it's all, then all just business is done by the phone.
A range of Northern Territory Aboriginal organisations are demanding changes. They want the program to include paid employment, along with training and help for people to deal with challenges in their lives. Matthew Ellen is from Tungandjira Aboriginal Corporation.
They need a health maintenance service, they need housing services, they need family safety, community safety. That until those barriers are addressed, they're not able to really participate in employment.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion in May announced a consultation around changes to CDP. Tungandjira Aboriginal Corporation says it hasn't heard from the government. West Australian Liberal Senator Dean Smith says speaking with Aboriginal groups in this process is vital.
Community ownership of anything is very, very important. Making sure that the community understands why the program is important, why it can possibly meet their particular needs. Importantly, giving them a sense of ownership so that work and ideas can be directed in a way that best meets their local needs. It's something we expect to happen in non-Indigenous communities. We should expect it to happen in Indigenous communities as well.
Committee Chairwoman Labor's Jenny McAllister says changes are desperately needed.
I think the most concerning element for me is that people are being breached despite the fact that maintaining their obligations in remote places is really difficult. If you live 500 kilometres away from a doctor or a supermarket, it is not practical to be on country 5 days a week, and yet that's the requirement of the program. People are being regularly breached. It's producing real economic hardship. We've heard evidence about children being hungry as a consequence of their parents being breached, and that's an unacceptable outcome for a government program.
Senator Jenny McAllister ending that report from Dan Conifer in Alice Springs.